community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
But that's after we've had a chat with Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm all the better for seeing you.
Well, I hope I'm not going to spread my sickness to you. I have a cold and I'm very sorry for bringing that into the studio.
Don't you worry about that. I'm bulletproof.
Are you?
I am bulletproof. Trust me.
Okay.
The amount of colds my little one brings home from play school.
Yeah.
The wife gets it.
You're
I just laugh. It's a cold.
It's meaningless to you.
It's meaningless. I don't get involved in all that.
Good on you.
So, now you're going to tell us exactly what's coming up for the Christmas period and a little bit beyond.
It is very busy times at the hospice. Very, very busy.
So
last weekend we had, I'll start with just what's been going on recently.
Yeah, yeah.
So last weekend, last Friday, we had our business alliance, our last meeting of our business alliance group for the year, which was actually really, really good, very festive. Loads of members turned up. There was a presentation to Barry Hearn from Matchroom Sport, because he's the founder of the Business Alliance and we work in partnership with him.
Okay.
But since our partnership with him started, they have raised £440,000 for the hospice, so he got a little award. We also give awards to other Business Alliance members for various things that they'd done. So that was really good start to the weekend. Then we had our Light Up Alive services in Brentwood and in St. John's Church in Havering at a Bower.
Right.
Totally full events, and they're kind of remembrance events. So they were really well attended. We had Richard Madeley at our Brentwood Cathedral service.
And
Richard, in fairness,
he's
Richard's
from
one of our,
area,
I know,
he?
And he's one of our patrons, and in fairness, he's really good to us.
He is very good.
He fronted our Light Up a Life appeal, he recorded a special, you know, adverts, and he came down, as I said, and we really appreciate his support.
Did he bring Judy with him?
He didn't, actually.
He didn't.
He brought his good self. And so then we move on to what's going on. It is busy, busy times.
I can imagine.
Busy. I feel like we could work 2 days in one day, and we still.
That's the thing, because the hospice is 95% funded.
Yes.
You've got to during busy times like this, you've really got to hammer it, because you've got a lot of money to raise.
Yeah, I know. And I even noticed in the last week or so, the amount of people coming into the hospice just to drop things off and money they've raised. And obviously, I think maybe people think about it a lot at this time of year. So there's a lot of stuff being done out there that we don't know about, but people just turn up with checks, and it's obviously amazing for us. So we appreciate that. So keep doing that, people.
So 95% of your money.
70%.
70% comes from public donations and all the bits and pieces, and that comes to about 7 million ish a year.
Yes, just over.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. It is a lot of money.
It's more than money.
£21,000 a day.
See, that's
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money
to
raise.
A lot of money. When you say it, it's a lot of money.
It's a fortune.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what have you got coming up then?
So today, in the hospice, we have a market, because last time I spoke, we had the Brentwood market coming
up. That's right.
I didn't see you, but I saw you later on stage.
Yeah.
You were doing your thing.
And I was.
It was busy, really, really
very
busy.
Very, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we have a market similar to that today in the hospice for people that couldn't get down to Brentwood. That's run by our community team, and it's little gift ideas, handmade items, toys, little
fantastic
gift things. Yeah. So drop along if you're in the Havering neck of the woods. And then on Saturday we have our vintage and retro market. This is our first of this kind. It's a hand-picked range from across our 15 shops. Clothes, jewellery, shoes, bags, kind of luggage.
Yes,
do you know what? There's a lot of good stuff. We get a lot of good stuff from our house clearance.
I can imagine.
Loft clearance. So, really good stuff. I've seen some of the stock and it's well worth going along. That's 10:30 to 4:30 in the Education Centre. And then on Sunday, we have our Santathon in Dagenham. This is all the Santas and the 5K run. Now, the registrations online are finished, but you can still register on the day. It starts at 9:30. Or no, you can check in starts from 9:30 and it starts at 11. So if you're interested, come along. It'd be a bit of fun. I'm sure. Do you want to come along?
I might even be there myself.
Well, I'd be there, but I'm not running.
I might even come myself. They're all dressed up as Santa.
I funny enough now, I opted to take the photos on that day.
Oh, did you?
Run, yeah. I'll be up a ladder. Anyway, and then on Sunday evening at 4 p.m. in the Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club, we have a Light Up a Life celebration.
Yeah.
And that's more like, you know, we had our services at the weekend, which are very much, you know, remembrance services, and they're this is more lively. This is music and celebration of lives, yeah, of those we love and, you know, and that we've lost. So there's musical acts, choir, pipe band, drummers, all things Christmas. And then there's a turning on of the Christmas tree lights.
So it's all good.
There you go.
Right, then we have
Christmas tree lights galore.
That's the tip of the iceberg. Have I got more time?
Yeah, go on. As long as you want.
Over the next few weeks, then, we've loads of Christmas stuff going on at the actual hospice. So next Wednesday, I think, is our day therapy unit. We have our Christmas party. We have a primary school choir coming in to sing and entertain people who are in on that day. Then we have Festive Friday coming up for our staff, which is just a bit of fun. We do try to have a laugh. And then we've got our hospice choir single Christmas number one battle still going on. Things got stressful this morning. I heard a Beckham backed by a Bieber has a song released for charity. that could intensify the drama. But that's going really, really well. As I told you, that's 18 hospices from across London.
That's fantastic.
So we've been getting some really good publicity. We were on the ITV News the other day. Len Goodman's playing us on his show. He's backing us. Paddy Power backing us for number one.
Good, good.
The NHS team that reached the number one spot last year are behind us. So we've received support from, I think, Jason Donovan, Cheryl Baker, Lee Ryan. So
fantastic.
And we had our own patron. I thought, you know, Imogen Heap, I told you about her.
Yes.
Yeah, so she came in during the week and she's recorded, we've recorded some video with her singing with the choir. And
oh, really?
Yeah, she's. Do you know what? She's brilliant. She's amazing. We have great patrons.
Fantastic.
We're very lucky. And then what else is coming up? So I think that's all the major things that are coming up. And then we'll start to wind down, as I said, with bits and pieces. We have the Salvation
Army. Through exhaustion.
I know. Do you know what? I think Christmas Eve, we have the Salvation Army Choir come in. And
oh, that's going to be lovely.
Yeah, they go on the inpatient unit. And yeah, we just try to bring Christmas into the hospice.
Fantastic.
As much as we can.
That's really, really good.
And then we move to next year.
Oh.
Can you believe it? 2017.
It's come around so quickly, isn't it?
I know. Honestly, the last 6 months have actually flown.
Yeah, they have.
I know people say that when you're getting older.
No, but
time
it does.
Gets
it does.
Faster.
It's ridiculous.
I really feel like it's at warp speed now.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. Have you got any, from the London Hospices, the Living Year song, have you got any numbers that you can share
with
us?
We haven't got any numbers, no, but I think like even in HMV, in their stock that they had they have sold out of their pre-order.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so like,
that's really
we
good.
Are, like we have, honestly, so I really, honestly, the competition is hotting up, so people, please, please get behind this.
Yeah, get behind
this. You can go on iTunes and Amazon and pre-order, and then it will be on sale from the 16th of December. You can actually buy the physical track or go and buy it and download it straight away.
And it's actually by the London Hospices, and it's called The Living Years,
yeah.
And it's the old Living Years yeah. song, just re-released.
Revamped with our yeah. with a wonderful choir. All information, as usual, is available on www.sfh.org.uk. You can search us up on Twitter at SFHUK or on Facebook, St. Francis Hospice.
Fantastic.
That's me done, Mike.
So you've got
is that me done for the year
it
now?
Is. That's it for this year.
Well, now, oh, we have a show I didn't...
Go on.
So Phoenix FM have kindly offered us a show for over the Christmas period when you guys are all off relaxing. So I'll be relaxing as well, but we're pre-recording something that will be played over the festive period.
Now I'm going to run through a few bits and pieces.
You're going to have to...
How to set up a show.
Yeah, you have to set, not just a few bits and pieces, I want like a cheat sheet. And then, yeah, so that's going to go out over Christmas, and it'll be a roundup of all the great things that have happened at St. Francis Hospice this year.
Fantastic.
Well, Jane, to you guys.
Have a fantastic Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Enjoy your 2 hours pre-record.
I will try. I think I won't enjoy it. Might be a week.
It's easy. Don't worry. Okay. It's easy.
Thank you.
Don't worry. And we'll see you again the first Thursday of next month.
Yes, indeed.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.